At length the seaman he came home and heard of this confusion, but how he then did fret and fume and plague them in conclusion, I now in brief will here declare the truth of all the story. The like before you ne'er did hear, this did eclipse their glory. His neighbors told him of their trade, and how she spent his money. She with the shoemaker hath played, and called him joy and honey. This put the seaman in a rage, and in a hot vexation. He vowed nothing should him assuage, he'd make them fly the nation. But then the shoemaker did hear, ah, how he was tormented. He trembled and quaked for fear, he could not be contented. For now he sees he is undone, alas, what will betide him? He knows not where to go or run, or from his presence hide him. Upon her knees the seaman's wife beseeched for a pardon, and vowed that she'd amend her life, if that he would not harden his cruel heart against her now, but tenderly forgive her. She'd solemnly protest and vow she'd be an honest liver. Likewise the shoemaker did stand, like one that had offended, before the seaman, cap in hand, the more to be commended. He wished he ne'er had known the time when she and he were jolly, for now their merry bouts in wine are turned to melancholy. You took your time and spent my coin, I understand it clearly. I'll make you know before you go that you shall pay it severely. Before a justice they did go, and all the town did follow. The seaman he his horn did blow, and all the boys did hollow. When they before the justice came, he told them in conclusion that they were very much to blame to make this great confusion. What need you take it in such scorn, and let the world to know it? But though indeed you wear the horn, you are a fool to blow it. Be reconciled to your wife, it seems she has repented, and put an end to all the strife, and strive to be contented. What though she once hath done, forbear this cruel riot, he must put up such faults as this, that means to live at quiet. Now, shoemaker, I tell you plain, this is a sad distraction. Her company you must refrain, this is no civil action. Then be not such a crafty elf at any time and season, but let him take her to himself, it is more than reason. The justice he to make the peace did use his whole endeavor. The seaman's love did then increase, and they went home together. He vows to marry her again. She tells him she'll be loyal, and well no more her credit stain. Therefore he'll make a trial.